All right. Now that we've got the song, should we do it?
Yes.
God, that let's was do traumatic.
It. Let's freaking do it.
Nicole, I need you to call me back right away.
What's up with the catch me, fuck me outfit? Good taste, skipped a generation.
You can't go out like that. The whole vagina is showing.
Don't flatter yourself. I wasn't talking about you.
What is up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Sorry Mom. I am Nikki Howard.
I'm Cindy Mailer.
And we're festive as fuck right now. I was going to wear red, yeah. But then I was like, you know what? It's still what? Hanukkah.
Oh, good so, for you. Yeah.
Yeah. I've been doing the menorah.
Yeah.
Hard. Oh,
really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was like, we're fucking doing it. I also was like, I had it in the attic. So all my candles, my Hanukkah candles got melted.
Oh.
And I was like, can I use birthday candles? I feel like it's one of those things where it's like this could be like total sacrilege, but apparently you can use birthday candles. So Betty Crocker came through, got some birthday candles in the Minot.
Fuck yeah,
killing it.
Yeah, you don't have a big one?
No, I have a plastic menorah that I got for that sketch that we talked about last week, which maybe I should get a new menorah.
Yeah, just you should get one like a sick metal one.
They have like really gold expensive one. Menorahs these days. They're like fucking candelabras.
Yeah, like a candelabra. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Like where,
I'm sure I'll get one at some point. Yeah. Like some sort of my great
like you've already like, great. Yeah,
I'm not
going to
get another menorah, spend money on it.
I was going to be like, you're already decorated. That's going to take up some space.
An unnecessary expense.
There's
a bill for $78. I bought a menorah.
Yeah.
It's fine. I'll get one at some point.
I mean, but does God, like, he's not worth it? You know?
I mean.
Wow.
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 That's so true. My God, I take it all back. Yeah.
I mean, you could always just do another sketch, write it off.
Yeah, that's true.
Or do a photo shoot.
Shoot with a menorah?
Yeah, why not?
God, I mean, you know what? Whatever it takes, right?
Yeah, you know.
Should we talk about your festiveness these last couple of weeks you have
Wait,
been...
Wait, can we talk about the orange Celsius first?
Oh, yeah. I fucking... Listen to this bullshit. Sydney has a long drive. She gets here. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to prepare the room again. I'm going to put a little Celsius next to her fucking chair so she knows that I thought about her and I want her to be comfortable. She walks in. She's like, ugh, orange, gross. I fucking hate that flavor. Well, she walked in with the Celsius and said, oh, did you see that? I put a Celsius next to your chair. She's like, I fucking hate orange. Like, who
does like,
that?
Oh, you put orange. I mean, it's the worst flavor. Is that why you gave it to me?
Who does that?
She's like, no, I love orange.
It's my favorite flavor.
I was like, the fact that you like orange, it's like drinking high C.
As a matter of fact.
Shit. And she was like, I love high C. I was like, okay.
I'm actually upset because we have all the flavors that you like, aka the gross flavors. I looked at them and I went, should I give Sydney one of these gross flavors? No, I'll give her a good flavor. And you were like, fuck you. I hate your love.
Well, I was saying, you know, that's why we work out as a couple, it's because you like the things I don't like and I like the things you don't like, you know? Mm-hmm. So, but I like the orange, but it was funny today. I got Tyler a Celsius and I gave him an orange because I was like, you drink the ones I don't like.
Not for the reason. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't.
And the holidayness.
Yeah.
Festiveness. It is a Christmas week this week.
Yes.
On the podcast.
That's right.
Yes. I have been watching a lot of holiday movies.
You sure fucking have.
I've been trying to get through all of the holiday movies. I still have a couple and I have to rent some of them, which is really annoying. Also, The Grinch with Jim Carrey doesn't come out until the 20th. Otherwise, you have to rent it. And
really?
I'm like, that's fucking annoying. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
Have you been watching any holiday movies?
No, I haven't. You gave me a brief rundown of your holidayness, and I was like, I have got to step it up. Like, I have got to be better.
What
like,
I am doing?
Missing. You were like, oh, we went to the boat parade, and then we have fucking, we are in the middle of a gingerbread competition, and then we're going light looking, and then we're going to Candy Cane Lane, then we're going ice skating. I was like, oh my God.
I'm going
God.
Ice skating twice.
I am so stressed.
Yeah.
I was like, I need to do something immediately. And that's why I was like, we got to go see the lights.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, we have to do something festive immediately. We are missing all of it. I really want to go to fucking Santa's workshop, but it's far. They have a whole thing. It's like an hour away, though.
Oh.
But they do like, it's straight up Santa vibe, Santa town.
That's sick.
I know.
Yeah. Well, and I thought it was funny because she invited me last night. She's like, yo, do you want to go to the zoo lights? And
zoo
I
lights.
Was like, that'd be sick. I would go, but I'm not there.
I know. I thought she came up last night.
And I was like, I think it's interesting, though, that you just came back from Africa and that you're going to see more animals that you just saw in the wild.
It was the closest Christmas-themed thing.
Yeah, it has to do with the Christmas. Yeah. It has less to do with the animals.
Not about the animals. Yeah. No.
I also got invited to go to the Botanical Garden light show,
yeah,
which I fucking would have loved, which is tonight, and I'm not there for that either.
Oh,
so
man.
I'm really missing out on
there's one up here. Couple
other ones. Is there?
Yeah, there's one.
I can't go tonight anyways. Like, I'm like,
you have things.
Not doing anything. Well, I don't know. It depends if I have things or not. But either way. But yeah, that would be cool.
That would be cool.
That would be cool.
I went a couple years ago and they have like
Did
hot
like
cocoa.
It?
Yeah, I think I went to one holiday thing. Oh, it might have been I know I went there once. And then I went to another thing, but it was for fucking Halloween with Sky and Bruce and Kingston when he was super little.
Yeah.
It was really cute. Aww. I like those things.
Yeah.
It's like, you only get it once a year. Like, we gotta fucking do the
you
shit.
You gotta get all the stuff in.
I know. Yeah. Wanna do holiday shit.
Yeah. We did the boat parade.
Yeah.
My dad put lights on the boat and we took out the big boat. It's been a whole thing. And it went really, really well. Daniel, my sister's husband, I think their husband, doesn't matter. Fell in the water accidentally and we felt super bad about it. Yeah. He was being helpful, but we thought he got crushed.
Yeah.
Because he was screaming because he was so pissed off and we thought he was dead. Yeah, but then he was fine. And I guess he's not gonna watch this, hopefully.
Hopefully not.
He gets in the little boat because we had like the little boat to help trolley people or whatever to the big one.
Yeah.
He gets in the little boat soaking wet and Tyler takes his Christmas sweater off, puts it over his shoulders because he's like, dude, you're wet and freezing. And then I hear later, Shandy's like, yeah, Daniel said that like, Daniel was like, fucking Tyler thought I was a little bitch and needed his fucking sweater. I didn't want his fucking sweater. I'm not a little bitch. And I was like thinking to myself, yeah, you're getting Tyler's sweater wet, first of all. And second of all, if you're not going to put it on, give it back.
Yeah.
But
he was kind.
That was funny. But the boat parade went amazing.
That's great. I brought
food and I did the whole thing and it was a super great time.
Oh, that's awesome.
I've been making a lot of food for family events and it's been going well.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah. Just kind of happening also, but I watched a
Baking
the
show?
Big Lebowski.
Oh my God.
For the first time.
What?
I have never seen it.
It is one of my favorite movies of all time.
It was amazing.
It's the best movie ever.
Yeah. And his vibe is swag.
Oh my God.
It's so I would love that movie. I've never seen it.
Nobody fucks with the Jesus. That's my favorite part is when he goes, this is what happens when you fuck a stranger in the ass. And he starts beating the shit out. Like, oh my, that's literally one of the greatest movies of all
time. Yeah. I had never seen it.
Oh
and
my God.
That also made me start drinking White Russians.
Is that
which
why?
I fucking love.
Yeah, all he drinks
fucking love them. Yeah, Tyler was like, we're going to watch this movie, so we have to go get like all the stuff for it, and we're going to drink White Russian.
Oh my God, do you know?
Now I'm addicted.
You said you were drinking White Russians, and I thought, what are you, the dude? And I didn't say it because I was like, oh, I don't think she's going to get this.
Yeah.
But I should have said it now.
You should have said it.
Oh my God, that makes me so happy.
I've been trying to go through all the holiday movies and try all the holiday drinks. So I've done a lot of Bailey's in hot chocolate, the Kahlua, the White Russian. I tried to get for the gingerbread bake off. Apple cider whiskey, like an, you know, hot apple cider and whiskey.
Yeah.
They're out of applesauce. Apple cider juice. Fucking annoying.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I hate that. But
yeah, it's like, it's apple juice.
It's
apple juice.
Stop
fucking have it. It's not
have
obscure.
It. It's also winter. It's holiday time. Have the apple juice. I feel like that happens to me often whenever I do try to get that one drink. And then what's the other one I have to try? Hot toddy.
Yeah.
I did see the Muppets for the first time. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
What?
Yeah. It was really funny. And I'm so impressed with the puppets.
Yeah.
I was like, these are actually really good puppets.
They go out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jim Henson does not fuck around.
Yeah. But then some of the holiday movies fucking sucked. I was like,
which ones?
I don't remember this being that bad. Hmm. And like, just some of them, me and Tyler agreed that like, they don't
smack.
Did
you see Home Alone?
We did. Yep. And we watched Home Alone 2.
How about Beetlejuice?
That's not holiday.
Oh, that's hot.
That's Halloween.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh,
you
shit.
Could say the Nightmare Before Christmas. That one goes both ways. Right. You could either go Christmas or you could go Halloween. I go Halloween. Personally.
It's like the most bisexual of the Christmas movies.
It absolutely is. Yeah.
Interesting. if I had to assume what it was into. Yeah, no, it's true. I'm trying to think of another good Christmas. I've never seen A Christmas Story or whatever, A Christmas Carol. I don't know what the fuck you call it.
Well, there's two. There's The Christmas Story, which I watch every single Christmas.
I've seen it neither.
On Christmas, we have it on repeat. And
never
then
seen it.
You've never seen with the leg
Not
and the kid
it.
And the bunny?
Nope.
Wow.
Not.
Wow.
Not
what
seen
a
it.
Guy.
Yeah. I mean,
I have that leg. I bought that leg.
I know.
It's in my downstairs.
Many people have that leg. And
excuse
I,
me. I have that leg.
Yeah.
Other people.
I'm just trying to make it known of how popular this thing is. And that everyone's like, you've never seen
it. And then
you've
never seen A Christmas Carol, which is the one with the ghost, right? There's like 700 versions of that, by the way.
Never seen it. No.
Well, I mean, the Muppets one is A Christmas Carol. It's just the Muppets version of A Christmas Carol.
Well, then I've seen it.
Kind of. Yeah.
But Muppets.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what another really good Christmas movie is that I've seen. Like, I feel like the... What else is there?
The Fred Claus was actually pretty good. Or not Fred Claus. I think it's called, like, Santa Claus.
How about Jack Frost?
I actually was supposed to watch Jack Frost last night.
That's a great movie.
I was doing too much. I didn't
Jack Frost is great, but it's always, it's like
the
same.
Claymation or the other one?
No, the one with the dad.
The
dad's just dead. Right? And then
he comes
back as a fucking snowman. I think that's the movie.
I think that is the movie. You're right.
Which is like, all right, let's make that, I guess. What a weird pitch.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a weird pitch.
He comes back as a snowman. Like, can you imagine? If you died and you came back as a snowman, like, I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
I'd be like, one, I'm cold.
Like, whenever I talk to you, I have to have a jacket on.
Yeah. First of all, number two, like, I'm going to melt.
That's You're going to melt.
The worst thing to come back as, arguably, other than like, you
Not
know,
sustainable.
If I had to pick an inanimate object.
Yeah. That's funny.
What else?
Fucked up.
I watched a Shark Tank last night where this girl came on and was talking about like how terrible she was like, I'm trying to like create a new tradition instead of gingerbread houses. And it's like little bakeable molds that you decorate. Like you bake the cake and then you decorate them. And I was like, that's interesting.
At least you could eat it.
Will this
possibly
stick?
Probably not.
Yeah. Because she was like, they taste bad. I was like, I don't think you're supposed
Nobody
to eat
them. Nobody
eats them.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't eat them.
Yeah.
You put your fingers all over it. Nobody's eating them.
You're doing it wrong.
You're doing
gonna
it
tell
wrong,
this
lady.
Bitch.
You don't do that.
Yeah, you can't eat them.
Yeah,
get
you
the
did
cookies.
It wrong. We smacked this year on the gingerbread houses. I did not win, but you know, it was a very hard competition. We all got very serious this year. Tyler's entire house melted because he didn't make it correctly. Wrong glue.
I have a question.
Wrong
do you,
icing.
Do you guys make the...
No.
Okay.
We buy kits.
Okay.
And then you're allowed to bring other things to add to it if everyone can also... Like, everyone has to be able to use the thing you brought. So you have to bring enough for everyone.
That's fair.
But Maddie and Cisco, I'm pretty sure, are just, like, looking up how to do fancy shit all the time. They definitely won this year, but it was well-deserved.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Can I see the pictures? You have the pictures?
Yeah, I got pictures.
All right, I want to see them after.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the holidays are, I feel like they just fly by.
They
just
do.
Flew by. We were talking about decorating
shit.
I
was going to bring that up.
Yeah, and we're like stressed out.
Yeah.
And like, why am I doing this? Nobody cares.
Coming over.
Nobody's coming over. It's a hassle for everybody, including
for me.
Yeah.
Yeah,
me.
Mostly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm frustrated the whole time. Yeah. Shit is constantly falling down. I have to pick it back up. It's expensive.
Uh-huh. I have to change my colors all the fucking time.
Oh,
and then
God.
I was like, Tally doesn't appreciate this.
Nobody
does. Nobody does. I'm the only one that's supposedly appreciating this. And really, this is just a huge pain in my
ass. I fucking hate this.
And then the other day, Tally goes, you know what? I really appreciate.
Really?
Yeah, you did.
Wow, that's nice.
And I was like, okay. He like went on a little rant about it. And I was like,
nice.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
But then again, last night I was sitting there and had to keep moving all the bulbs around because they're not perfectly spaced around. The color match
that's
is
exactly
like
what
all
I mean.
Fucked up. And I got all these decorations last year. I hated them. So I had to buy all new decorations this year. It's a lot to fucking do. It's a lot. And if you're not having people come over and you don't have kids,
what's the point?
Maybe
it's
we should
for
do
you.
Less.
It's
we should
for
do
you.
Less.
Well, I will say I was, I really yesterday was in the car driving, feeling festive for no reason. And I was like, I have to get a tree and I have to get holiday candles because it doesn't smell like the holidays in here. I was like,
nice.
I want it to smell, but it was angry. It wasn't like, it'll be nice if it's, it was like, I need to smell like Christmas. I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
So now I'm naturally, I'm like, Because we're the same where we're like, oh, this is supposed to be done. It's this time. We're doing it. Yeah. It's not fun anymore. Yeah. Why aren't you having fun? Enjoy it.
Yeah. And if we don't do it now, then there's not a long enough time to enjoy it.
Right. Exactly. So, which is why I was like, okay, well, I have to get a Christmas tree today. Like tonight. It's got to happen. And then I have to decorate it tonight. Like it's got to be done. So
that'll be fun.
That's going to be. But Ryan was like, fucking last year was $400 for this fucking tree. I was like, first of all, not true. It was like. $250 He was like, it was $4 I was like, okay, whatever. Yeah. Probably because you insisted on getting the lights there. And I was like, that's a scam. We can get them on Amazon for way cheaper, but you insisted.
Yeah.
So anyway, now we're fucking like, I want to get a live tree. I just want to. It smells good. We'll get a little one. It's fine. The problem is when you're in the lot, there's nothing to scale except for other trees. So you're like, this is a regular size tree, but then you bring it home and you're like, that's large, and I understand why it was so expensive.
Yeah,
but then the little ones, you're
gotta measure your house then.
That this tree is too small. Yeah. You know, it's like, oh, I'm not gonna get this baby tree.
Yeah,
what do I hate Christmas? Like, I want it to be like, you know, a good size, but then. So I guess I should maybe go by the price tags, but I don't know. I'm like, I just want it to be festive.
Yeah. I think if you even just did just the tree, I'm thinking about this. I don't know. My mantle looks pretty sick this year, I must say. But maybe just the tree, mantle, and then whatever knickknacks you got, that's it. That's all I'm doing. I'm not doing the railing. I'm not doing all this other shit. It's all over my like dresser, like armoire or whatever. Like I don't know if I'm gonna do that shit anymore.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm
that's
fucking
a lot.
Over it.
I never. I mean, granted,
unless you're hosting Christmas.
Yes, you have a massive house though,
it's
so it's
too
like
much.
There's so many things to be decorated.
You know all that black railing?
Yes,
all has shit on it.
Oh my god, that's a lot.
Too much.
It's too much
for who?
Yeah. I mean, I feel
I
like
I did shoot in front of it, so
yeah.
You know, I'm gonna write it off
for you, but you know, but for who?
Yeah,
but who else? No, I know it's not. It's unappreciative. I was thinking, like, do I get a wreath? That would be nice.
Yeah,
you know,
oh, I like.
I'd like to get a wreath, and I'd like to get a tree, and then
that'll be nice. What a good night!
But I have all the decorations. I'm like, they're just. I have my. I mean, the only one that matters is where am I going to put the deviled egg?
Yeah,
and then we have a tree topper that's Snoop Dogg. So, I mean,
oh, that's sick.
Yeah, it's like Snoop Dogg with a little hat on.
Oh, sick!
I'm like, this is perfect.
You know, I pulled out your half Santa Claus, half horse ornament.
Yeah,
it's on. It's actually on display. I didn't put it on the tree.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm so
it's pretty
glad.
Good. It's got a good
it's
spot.
It's great. It's a good one.
It's a good one. It was still in like
it's a Santa.
Apparently, I put it. Yeah, Santa. I put it back into its appropriate box so it doesn't get hurt. So that's good.
I have one ornament wrapped up and it's my deviled egg. It's literally the only thing that's like perfectly wrapped. I'm like, this can never break. Speaking of gifty things.
Yeah.
January, I'm thinking we can finally have your birthday gift.
Oh, yeah.
Which is to be audience members at Judge Judy.
I know.
Which is
exhilarating.
Excited.
Yeah.
I have been the strike has happened. So obviously JJ has not been able to shoot, but it's over now. So I was like, yo, strike's over. I haven't forgotten.
Let's
he was
do
like,
this shit.
Here are some of the dates, but I think there'll be more. So I was like, look, I'll get back to you. But like this,
sick.
But we have to be there for 2 days.
Oh,
it's a 2 day thing.
Okay.
Which I did not know, but all I mean, and then I'm pretty sure we also get paid. I think we get paid.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Sick. This is a great present.
I know.
I get money.
Yeah,
and
money
I get
and
to see
Judge
the things
Judy.
I wanted. Yeah.
There you go.
I told somebody that the other day. I think at Thanksgiving, I told my mom and a couple other people, and they're like, what? That's so sick. I was like, I know.
Yeah. It's.
They're psyched. Everyone's psyched.
I'm excited that you're so excited about this. Yeah. So, yeah, that's exciting. What else? Oh, we have some things to open. Well, you have some things to open, and then Martin got us a gift. Mm. And they're next to you if you want to open them.
Okay. I did not bring you a gift.
I don't need a gift. Okay. I don't need one.
We know what I'm getting you for your birthday, right?
Do we?
We're doing clay latte.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're going to go to Old Town, I think, or something.
Sure.
We're doing something.
We can do something.
There was
like
something
that.
Else. There was something else we were going to do.
Yeah.
But I think not clay and latte. It's creating the pots.
Yeah.
Pottery class.
Yeah, pottery.
You like that?
I fucking love that. Okay. I want to do pottery.
Good.
I've been wanting to do pottery for some time now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
I used all my pottery for Thanksgiving, which is sick.
Did you?
All right. I'm going to do it.
Okay, do it. So this is the segment where we open gifts.
Oh, they're very heavy.
Yeah, there's just a couple in there.
Wow, very heavy.
Yeah. There's a couple things over there for you.
Okay. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Tell everybody
and
what
with
it
me is. Getting all into cooking.
Exactly.
It's a natural witches cookbook.
That's right.
100 magical healing recipes and herbal remedies. I actually have like a not as good a book as this, but a very similar book that I love.
There you go.
And it's like, eat lemons.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited. This is sick.
It's all the things
Thank
that you,
you
like
Potions.
In a book.
Chocolate.
It's like,
oh, see? That looks amazing.
Boom.
Thank you.
Of course.
And I'm going to have to put that up in the kitchen for like viewableness. You
yeah,
know what
it's
I mean?
Very
it's a
on
viewableness.
Brand.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Of course. Witch's cookbook.
Witch's cookbook.
Boom. Got him.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go.
Let's do it. Da 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 da. What is this? Is it another book? Mushroom.
Oh, it's a wild mushroom book.
It's a foraging book.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's even better.
I'm not exactly sure.
I really want to go to a foraging class, like real bad.
You mushroom.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is also going to have to be displayed.
You might have to grow some more mushrooms now.
I was just talking to Tyler about it. About growing
I feel like this
actually,
is going to
I found another type of mushroom.
This will inspire him. You should look in the yeah. book and see what mushrooms you
is.
Need. Yeah. And
so
then
pretty. And then grow them.
Yes.
I love
and then
that.
Make things.
Sick. Thanks.
Of course.
Nick.
Of course.
Sorry. All right. I'm going to stop looking at that right now. I'll look at that later. We're on a podcast.
There's one more thing. There's one more thing.
This one's from. Oh, well, it's wrapped in
no,
your
not,
shit.
Yeah,
so
that
it's obviously
one.
Not from Martin.
It's the wrapping paper is this is a massive dildo.
Yes.
This is a massive
oh,
dildo.
Speaking of your wrapping paper in my wedding, I must say.
Oh.
I did get my video back, Nikki.
Uh-oh.
About the speech you made.
Yeah?
It did say about 4 times that I had been with so many guys. I'm gonna show it to you.
Okay, show
so
it
that
to
you
me.
Believe me.
Show it to me because I was like, this. Was, I really didn't think it was bad. I was like, of all of the people, like Tyler is literally the best. I've hated every single one.
No, but there hasn't been so many. God, it doesn't matter. I'll show it to
I've
you.
I've known you
to
also
be funny.
Forever.
All right.
Oh, this might be a little too wrapped. Can you get it out?
I hope I don't break it.
I hope
while
you don't
doing
break it either.
Is it delicate?
A little bit.
All right.
I think.
Do you have scissors in this room?
Oh, Jesus.
You have an office right there.
I know, but then I
have
to get up.
It.
It's a whole thing. I think I can do it. You have All nails. Right. All right. Da 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 da. I want to see
okay.
this video.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
You said you got this for what's his face?
And then I totally forgot that I also got it for you. 50,000
pictures
50, of dicks.
50,000
pictures
of dicks.
Yep.
Oh, there's nothing in it.
It's
well, that,
just a
that's good because it did worry me that I was going to have all these dicks in my
It's just a
house.
Journal, but it says on it 50,000 pictures of dicks. Okay, here you go.
I should give it to Robin. He'd love that.
Oh my
I
God.
Might re-gift it.
Already
sorry.
Re-gifting my gift. Already. I just gave it to you. Okay.
Ooh. It's a little cutie.
It's from Africa.
Wow.
I got it from the African
oh,
tribe.
Wow, I love this one.
There you go.
Wow, thanks, Nick.
You're so welcome.
Well, this one's sick.
Oh, that's I accidentally gave that to you. That wasn't all supposed to be in there. It's fine.
Do you need this back?
I kind of wanted this for myself, but
oh,
they
okay,
wrapped
there
it.
There you go.
Oops.
You should take the keychain thing apart off and just,
I'm going
like, keep
to.
It as like a little like guy on
yeah,
your desk.
I forgot about that.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
they're
cool.
little
this
birds.
Is sick.
They're handmade from the African tribe. They're like crazy into beating there. They're like great at it. They're so good at beating. Yeah, it's actually amazing.
That's sick. Thank
yeah.
you.
You're welcome.
I kept telling her, I was like, don't bring me anything back.
I know.
And she was like, I'm going to bring you something. I was like, don't do it. First of all, you have a weight limit. Second of all, I don't want to feel bad about it.
You shouldn't.
I don't feel that bad. Thank
Good.
You very
you
much. I really appreciate these.
I
these
love
are fantastic.
You. From Africa. Yeah. Do you have any? Did you get anybody anything good this year for gifts?
I haven't bought anyone anything.
Honestly,
so,
it's for
no.
the best. I keep nope. just like using getting gifts for people as an excuse to shop, which is not good. I'm like, oh, yeah. I have to go into the Vuori store. No, I don't.
Yeah.
I've gotten everybody gifts. Like, it's fine. I got my mom a mask. I'm like, I feel bad.
Oh, what? I did get actually someone something.
What?
Because I got it a while ago. I got my parents. They're not going to watch this. So, and if you know my parents, don't say anything.
don't fucking say shit.
I got them a fucking trip to Hawaii.
That's right. You did.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
So Tyler went on and found some auction for charity and bid on it. And we got some trip to Hawaii that like I'm going to bring my mom and dad with. And that's so cool.
How much
also,
was it?
That can be a write-off.
Yeah.
It was like $1,500.
That's really not bad.
For me, for like a place in Hawaii, I think it's in Maui again, for like 3 or 4 days.
Wow.
It has to be at least four or five days, something like that.
Damn, that's
and
a good
ass
gift.
And it's a house that has like 3 rooms and shit. It's sick.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah, they just have to pay for their flight.
Easy.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's a great gift. I did not get my mom anything like that.
I just think that it's really interesting that it's for charity. And so it's a write-off as well. And I'm like,
is it?
That's some shit.
Yeah.
Again, we should do that all the time.
We should. Yeah. That's the only way you should buy things.
Yeah. If I'm doing charity.
I'm giving
vacations.
Charity vacation.
That sounds fantastic. We should do this all the time.
I love that.
Right?
Is it going to charity? Which charity?
It is. I don't know.
See?
I'm not involved.
I'm giving back.
Yeah.
That's
someone.
All you need to know.
I'm giving back to someone.
Yeah, I like
also,
an auction.
Don't you think, like, if you were the super rich, you would adopt your own freeway near your house and then, like, deck it the fuck out so it would never catch on fire? I was thinking about that. I was like, you know, that's also a write-off in some way.
I mean,
giving back to the community in some way.
I like that.
Right?
I think that's a great
idea.
You're
just taking care of yourself, really, but...
Yeah. You know. And then everyone's, like, always saying your name. You're like, keep my fucking name out of your mouth. Just kidding. That's my fucking highway.
Yeah.
Bitch, don't
see my signs?
I feel like I'd get, like, too into it. I'd sit on the highway and be like, don't fucking litter!
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like, don't do that! Respect the road that you're on. This is mine. I'd be like, don't cut that guy off. Yeah. You know what's been happening to me?
I can cut whoever I want off, though.
It's my fucking highway. Everybody move.
Yeah.
Park the seat.
Get a ticket on your highway and be like, sure.
Do you know who I am?
Sir.
Do you know who
Come
I am?
Come on. It's my part of the highway right here.
Do you know where you are?
Yeah.
This is my territory.
Yeah. You're welcome.
I'll give you a ticket.
Yeah.
They're like, that's not how this works. I will say, I've been getting, like, I'm driving, obviously, recently a lot now that I'm back. And I've been having to, like, merge lanes.
Yeah.
And it's just happened frequently.
Okay.
I'm doing nothing wrong. I am merging lanes. I am getting over. I have my turn signal on. Everybody has space. The person behind me, it's happened like 4 times, slams on their horn and it startles me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I did nothing wrong. I'm just getting over. Like, why are you honking at me? And it's like scaring me because I'm like, am I going to hit you? And I'm not.
Yeah. Maybe people are just mad.
Did I tell you about the guy
Angry
that
season.
Had road rage that did that? Literally took a bottle and threw it out and it hit my, like threw it out my car. Did I not tell you about this?
No.
It was so fucking traumatic. I was getting over normally, not even in a bad way. The guy behind me.
It's making me think maybe you're driving hectically.
I'm not. It's just the fucking
because now that's a lot of people that are doing stuff.
Well, this is over the course of time. This
okay,
is like,
I'm just saying. All right,
all
right.
But this was like a couple months ago. I got over and this guy slammed on his horn, literally like got on my tail, sped around, got like, it was like a metal water bottle.
Oh my God.
And threw it at thank God my fucking window was up, threw it at my passenger side of my door. And I like,
oh my God, if your window was down.
And then fucking sped away. I was so like, I was like,
yeah.
Oh my, I was shaking. I was like, I cannot believe that just happened.
Wow.
People are fucking
that's
psychotic.
Fucking crazy.
It was really scary.
Yeah,
I was
that's
like,
very scary.
I didn't even.
Also, when you don't do something wrong and somebody fucking honks at you, do you not want to? We almost turned around the other day because someone else honked as this car was sitting in the middle of the road and we happened to be driving past and the guy turned and said some shit to us. And I swear to God, me and Tyler almost turned back around and was like, motherfucker, I didn't fucking honk at you. Like, don't fucking talk shit to me. Like, if you don't do something wrong and someone's mad, you're like, oh,
I know. You have all the emotions. I literally was like, I should fucking follow this guy. Like, this guy's psychotic. Yeah. Do not do that.
Oh, you think I do something wrong?
Yeah.
Let me show
it's
you do something
driving.
Wrong.
It's called driving.
Yeah.
Like, that's how you drive. It's like, it feels like. It has felt like when you have to merge onto a highway and the lane is over.
Yeah.
It's like,
I have to get over. What the fuck do you want? Yeah.
Like, how were you so mad?
Yeah. Absolutely.
What do you want me to do?
Yeah.
So angry.
I'm sorry that you don't understand the way that the road works. This is how the road works. And I'm sure that if you were getting on, you'd be like, what the fuck? I'm trying to get over.
There's no reasoning.
I don't like
people.
That. Don't like that.
You can't rationalize with someone that is in a full road rage.
Yeah.
It's just not.
We had someone drive directly into the side of our car the other day. And luckily we moved out of the way.
What?
She was trying to like get off and it's traffic. So we're just sitting there. And then she just turned her car directly into our car and just kept moving forward. And we were like, what the fuck?
What?
and like had to like jerk our car over. And there's other cars like here. It was a mess.
We need a better.
It was last time I came up to LA, actually.
Oh my, a better vetting system.
LA is doing some crazy
shit. It is. It's LA. Yeah. We need a better vetting system for like people being able to get a license. I
agree
with
that.
Swear to fucking God.
Or like every couple years, you got to go back through it and be like, are you responsible still?
Are you good?
Because when you're 16, lots happened since then, huh?
Yeah.
You know?
I'm like, it's actually like. This needs
it's
to be a
weird
thing.
That they don't. Do
it's
that.
Very, but it's like once you get it, you're good.
Yeah. Forever?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, that's
you could
true.
Like lose an eye. You could like some shit couldn't happen.
Yeah.
You could true. Be a convicted felon, but you can still drive.
Yeah.
You know,
you can,
it's just I just feel like we should be like maybe like you have limited hours on the road or something.
It's
like
not, or
you know
like
what I mean?
Can see that being put into place. Just like or people that drive slow in the fast lane.
Yeah.
You get limited. You don't even get a license. In fact, you get revoked like every 2 weeks every time you do that.
So, yeah.
You know, it's just like we need people to be able to be held accountable
That's
here
what
in
I'm
a better
saying.
Way than just like speeding tickets.
It's like, no, you just like, I don't know. I'm just, if how old are you? Maybe you should only be able to drive like, I don't know, when the sun's out.
Yeah.
Limited absolutely. Hours. Limited hours. That's all I'm saying. I
and
certainly.
And in these particular lanes.
Do you wear glasses?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just saying. That's like, we should figure it out. Because there's my mom should not
glasses,
be allowed to drive.
Yeah, she should
she,
not.
She, like, it's actually, that's what made me think of this initially, because I was like, "There, I cannot believe you have a license. It's insane." Like, she's a liability in every aspect of the word. And she's, like, in a city where everybody else is dying and everybody has a license. And I'm like, why are you driving? Like, why?
Yeah.
Why? How? It's just not safe.
Have you been to Jupiter?
Florida?
Yeah.
Yes.
How is it? I was watching some show the other day on fancy houses, and they were like, Jupiter is amazing. And I was like,
it's
is it?
Underwhelming.
I don't know if I've been there, and I don't think so.
Not
Didn't
much
even know.
To do. It's fine.
It's an island, right? I think it's an island.
Maybe-ish. Maybe. I think it's... I think.
All right, I was just wondering. Weird. Just randomly throw that in there.
Have you been to Jupiter? It's a cool name for a place.
It's a sick name.
Been to Jupiter, Florida. Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. No. Mm. No. Shit. Do we have
you want to talk about Africa?
Should we? Or should we wait till the next one? I feel like we just keep pushing it.
Yeah.
Do you
want some like some other shit?
Yeah.
You
hit me with some other shit.
All right. Sick. Ooh, I gotta actually...
hit me with some other shit.
Hold on.
Do I have anything? I feel like I wrote some notes down. Actually, because I was like, oh.
I wrote really dumb notes down. I was reading them on the way up here, and I was like, these are dumb notes.
Oh. I watched the worst movie that's ever been made.
Okay.
If I almost want to tell people to watch it so they could just... It's like a masterpiece in how bad every department can be. Like, it truly... I was, like, blown away because every department was... so bad. It was the Jeff Bezos movie. I watched it on the plane and I was like, oh, I want to watch this. I want to know the story. I mean, the acting, the director of photography was terrible. The writing was horrible. Hair and makeup was horrific. I was like, across the board, everyone sucked. Like,
wow.
To the point where I was like, this is impressive.
It's actually entertaining because it's so terrible.
I just wanted to see what else they did so poorly.
Yeah.
It was so 10 out of 10 recommend the worst movie, Bezos, if you're interested in just really being confused as to how movies can get made.
Well, do you want to talk about the B thing as of we were talking about earlier?
I would love to.
Okay, so I saw this quote. I'm going to read it out loud.
Please.
So, B venom kills the most aggressive breast cancer cells in less than 60 minutes. Knowing that, I said, I think during Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we should get stung by bees and like make a party of it just to be like, yeah, we don't have breast cancer. Like, let's fight breast cancer, you know, whatever. And if I get bees, that'd be even better. People could come over and we could use our bees. And then I tell Tyler that and he's like, oh my God, that's the best idea ever. I'm going to get a fucking PR person right now for it. Like, let's fucking go. That's amazing. And I was like, my mom also has like EpiPen. So like, we'd be covered there. And like, then me and Nikki are just talking about it and Ryan, and he's like, well, but do you have to sting your tits or do you not have to sting your tits?
This
and I'm
is
like,
the question.
It does go through your blood.
Right.
But I don't know. Do we have to sting our tits?
Should I look it up?
Do you have to wear, and then Nikki was like, I think we should all wear like flower bras.
Yeah.
You know, to like try to attract them.
Right. To the tits.
Yeah. And I was like, I think that we just like, we fucking pick them up and we make them do it. You know, we
right.
suicide them.
Force them.
But also, we can't have too many people doing this because we can't have a whole mass of bees dying. But
yeah.
if they're my bees and there's like 12 bees dying, we'll be fine yeah. with that, you know?
I mean, for us, for our life.
For our life. Exactly. Would you rather have people dead or bees dead?
I don't know.
I don't know.
This is really
it's a real crapshoot.
What came first, the chicken or the egg situation?
Yeah, I know.
I
think it's a great idea.
I also do, however.
I don't want to have my tits stung.
I think we should do some more research. I'm just saying. I mean, I'm all about it. I don't want to kill the fun. I just feel like maybe we should look into it just a little bit more and see, like, okay, specifically, like, how yeah. many bees? How much bee venom?
Oh, that's a good point. That. I didn't think of the bee and the amount of
because,
bee venom.
Because, I mean, are we just going to get one sting?
Like, I was thinking one sting.
Right. That's a powerful fucking sting.
Every bee sting is a powerful
right,
sting.
Of and course.
Like, but like we were saying, that show where they were using bee yes. sting to like solve issues
but
with people.
They also did like a lot of bees. Like, yeah. I think it, like, how do I have to yeah. do like one bee sting a day, like for 30 days?
Oh, God.
That's,
no.
a, you know,
no.
to, is it like preventative measures? Or is it like...
Is it a bee sting per tit?
That's, yeah.
Is it every day? No,
I'm
not
doing that. I have questions.
No, I was just going to do it for like, you know,
just for funsies.
Let's get stung by bees and then be like, we might be helping ourselves.
We might not be.
And it's a mid-year party.
Yeah.
You know?
Weirdly themed yeah. party.
Weird themed
I'm
party.
I'm fucking down. I mean, I'm here for it. I'm just saying, you know, let's just look into it. Because it's like, look, I'm fine to get stung just to do it. But also yeah. like... We should know. I don't want to like sell people on a promise and then yeah. like, you know.
Well, I'm not trying to sell anyone except for inner circle.
Because
I don't think people should be killing bees. But
right.
I can kill some bees.
I kind of like the idea of like, I think we should do like more themed parties. Like obscurely themed parties. I love that. That's a great obscure party.
Yeah.
A bee sting prevention breast cancer awareness month party.
Yeah.
I mean, does it get more obscure than that? You can have like honeycomb treats there, but like
yeah.
I like obscurely themed. I'm actually going to a murder mystery party on Saturday.
Have you seen Clue, the original Clue?
I think I watched
it's
it like a
good.
Very long time ago.
Okay.
But it's like this.
Do you
is,
get to dress up?
I have.
Do you have a character already?
An entire.
Do you have a backstory?
Email with like a character bio,
nice.
All of the characters, who they're, it's like, I'm like, do I have to like be off book? Like, do I need like sides for this? Like, it's like, this is what
yeah.
you have to wear. This specific, you have to wear a pearl necklace. It can be real or fake. I'm like, oh my God, like this, what's going to happen to me? Like, this is very
what
elaborate.
What is
going
to happen to you?
I don't know, but I feel.
Hopefully you don't die too soon.
Well, honestly, though, my mom had to change her flight and I have to pick her. I have to leave the party early, which I was like, I told her.
That's
I was
not
like,
going to go well for the whole.
That's what I
mean, it's a whole thing. You guys got to be there the whole time.
I know. I haven't read the text message. It's too. Oh. I was like, it's too. I'll be there for 2 hours.
Yeah.
I don't know how long this game is going to go till. But
yeah,
like,
who knows?
That's a lot.
That's a long
over
time.
Over 2 hours seems like
you should leave my house.
That's aggressive.
Yeah.
For a game.
Yeah.
What is
That's
this, Monopoly?
True. Yeah.
So I was like, I don't, I just texted her. So she texted me back 7 times, which is not a good sign. So we'll see.
Well, that could be a bummer.
Yeah.
Or cool. One of the
I other. Was really looking forward to dressing up. I have
What's
a
What's your name?
Angel. I'm a aspiring actress.
Oh, wow. Fitting.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. But everybody else is, I was like low key kind of pissed. I was like, everybody else is like actress, like pop star. I'm like, I'm aspiring, bitch. What?
Yeah.
Like, I made it.
I'm not the maid.
I
named
fucking
Angel.
Made it.
Yeah.
Like aspiring.
Out of all of us?
Everybody yeah. else has already made it.
Yeah.
I was like kind of offended, but it's
I get
fine.
It. Yeah.
Whatever. I mean.
I get the offendedness.
We'll see who else is there. You know,
yeah.
if they're like, you know, bigger than me, then it's fine. But
let me see. I feel like I had like one other note. Then we can like wrap this bad boy up. Okay. Just quick ones. Ready?
Okay.
Here we go. Did you know that there's a housekeeping Olympics?
What?
Yeah.
Where?
In Vegas. The Bellagio won. First of all, the competition is in Vegas and the Bellagio won.
Wait, how did they do this?
They had beds and everything. And like they have like people make beds and like do different housekeeping things. And then whoever like does the best.
My mouth
yeah.
is ajar.
Yeah.
I just got the chills. Wait, it's a competition of cleanliness?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Wait, how do I go?
You could learn so many tips.
Can I get tickets?
I think so.
Oh my God. That sounds
yeah.
like a blast.
Yeah.
Said literally no one. Oh my God. That's exhilarating.
Right. Jack in the Boxes, the toy, are literally the worst toy ever, and then they just kept making them.
Wait.
Like, why'd you guys keep doing
that? The toy Jack in the Box.
Well, what? Who thought that was a good idea to begin with? And then why are we still doing them?
Are we still doing them?
Yeah. They're around.
Where?
They're around.
Can you, you could buy one right now.
Yeah.
I kind of like it for like a bachelorette party, but it's just a dick.
I mean, that's different. That's
right.
Funny.
That is
that's
different.
A dick in a box. You know, that's,
that's,
you know,
right. That's right.
A whole thing.
There's a whole thing. Yeah. I mean, I guess now for us, they're probably like super fucking lame, but like imagine
and scary.
That's all you had. Yeah. I feel like Jack in the Boxes were like, yo, it's this or a fucking stick.
Yeah, probably true.
It
yeah.
wasn't like
yeah.
an Xbox.
I'm
going
to go to Stevie's house. He has a Jack
yeah,
in the Box.
It wasn't like an Xbox or a Jack in the Box.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It was like, I mean, imagine being like, bro.
Yeah.
Like that. Imagine that being like the shit. Like
the
new.
The box. Yeah.
Yeah. Bro, you want to come over and fucking do. It's like, and then it's over. You fucking do. Oh my God.
Do it again. Yeah.
Hours of entertainment. Yeah. God, life was simpler back then.
Maybe babies like them more too, you know? I guess
don't
maybe
know.
It's a baby toy.
I don't know. I will say fucking Ryan's sister came with their baby and she put the baby. I'm like a fucking wreck around babies. It makes me so nervous. I'm like, she put the baby on the couch, on like the end of the couch, on like a little mat and set up his little baby thing where he looks at himself in the mirror, which I love, by the way. I was like, that's amazing. First of all,
love when how vain this baby
when
is.
I do that, everyone's like, ah, but this baby's just like checking himself out. And I'm like, so scared this baby is going to fall.
Yeah.
Like, are you not scared?
Yeah. Well, maybe he can't roll yet.
He can't. She was saying like, he's been trying to roll. And I was like,
so he's stuck there.
Well, I had questions. I was like, what's the protocol for like him? Like, he's trying to roll, but then what? Like, do you gotta be there like to spot him? Because he can't. Can he roll back over? Is it like a turtle?
Yeah.
You know, where that's like, if they roll over, they're fucking done unless you put him back. Like, is that like he's on his back and he rolls over on his face, and then
if he rolls over on his face, you just kill himself.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, you have
well, there's
to
something
be
about the sleeping where like they try to make them not roll onto their, because they can do something like that, like asphyxiate themselves.
If
when they're sleeping they roll over and then they can literally asphyxiate themselves.
I'm like, it's like reverse turtle, like you're dead. Like I'm so scared already her describing this experience to me. And meanwhile the baby is just like, he's on a he has this piano that he kicks, and literally she puts it like it's like a kicky piano. He's got the mirror, he's on the edge of the thing, and I'm like fucking laser beam eyes on this kid, because in my head I'm like, what if this 3-month-old baby, this is a scenario in my head. I'm like, this 3-month-old baby kicks with such force that he propels himself off of the fucking couch onto the ground, rolls over. Now he knows how to roll over. Dead. Like, this is like the thought in my head. And I'm like, how are you not having these thoughts? Like, she's like totally fine. She's like, look how far hard it can kick. I'm like,
exactly.
That's my point.
Yeah.
And she's like, what?
Is it her first kid?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm like,
huh.
I know.
Well, good
She's
for her.
So relaxed.
Yeah.
And I am a nervous wreck.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but if Catcher somehow develops like rabies in an instant and just kills this kid, it's like, he's fine. I don't know. So that's something to look forward to.
I feel like my whole life now is even saying this the other day that like all I do is ask the people now that I come in contact with, like, so what's being an adult like?
Yeah.
Or like, so what's having a kid like? That's all I do is ask other people.
Yeah.
How is that?
Yeah.
What's that? Why are you waking up at the time?
Yeah.
What, does that make sense?
Is this,
what's up?
Should
with
I be doing this?
What's up with them walking like that? Like, all I'm doing is that. And I'm like, I wonder if that's really annoying to people. But people love talking about themselves or their kids.
Yeah.
So I guess it's
you're
fine.
Gonna, I feel like you're going to be.
Don't you think it's weird that I think you do that now, too?
All the
like
time.
Like with the kid thing. All I'm doing is asking other people, how are you doing that whole
are you not worried
adult thing?
All the time? I'm so worried, and that's not even my kid. Like this, I saw this lady, her fucking kid was standing on the edge of a chair. She's just fine. I was like, in the middle of a conversation across the room, like, that kid's gonna fall. Nobody's concerned about that child. Like, I don't even know this kid.
Yeah.
It doesn't affect me at all if this kid falls, but like, someone should keep eyes on the kid. It's like, he's gonna fall.
Well, I got a lot of helicopter people in my life. So
that's true.
I don't have any accidental chairs.
I'm just like, guys, everyone seems really relaxed about it. I'm a nervous wreck. So we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes.
We'll see how Sterling does.
It's going to be a long time.
Yeah.
Well, shit.
Yeah, let's save some of this.
We'll save some of it. All right, guys. Well, is this going to be out? Like, is this the holidays? Or the
this is Christmas.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we won't talk to you guys till after Christmas. So,
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Have
happy
a
holidays.
Fantastic time. Have a
time.
What's that drink I like now?
Hot toddy? No. White Russian.
Have a White Russian.
All right. Love you guys.
Bye. Love you, bye.